Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
One day I was standing in a park in Sydney listening to two men talking. One was a preacher. He'd just finished speaking to a crowd of people and was approached by a man who claimed to be an atheist.
The atheist introduced himself and said, "You're a good preacher, but I don't believe what you are preaching. I don't believe there's a God, and I certainly don't believe in life after death. After all, when you're dead, you're dead."
The preacher's interest was aroused and welcomed the criticism levelled at him. Then he said, "You've told me what you don't believe. Now perhaps you'll tell me what you do believe."
Well, the atheist said, "First of all, I don't believe in an afterlife. I believe death ends it all." And then he was shocked to hear the preacher say, "So do I." He immediately responded, "What? You believe that death ends it all?" And the preacher responded with these startling words, "Yes, I do." Is it possible the preacher agreed with the atheist? Yes, to a point. But what the preacher meant was he agreed death ends it all for human life here on earth. It's here their agreement ended, because the Bible says, "The soul that sins, it shall die spiritually." "I too believe death ends life here," said the preacher. "But the Bible also says it is appointed to men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And Jesus said, 'He or she who is the Son of God shall not perish, but have everlasting life.'"
One day, God wants us to be in heaven with Him. And He cannot allow anyone into heaven who refuses to accept His Son as their Lord and Saviour. Being without sin, Jesus died to cleanse us from all sin. Jesus said, "He or she who has the Son has everlasting life. But he or she who does not have the Son of God shall not see eternal life, but the wrath of God abides on him."
Never come to Christ for your salvation, you need to do it. Being without sin, the Lord Jesus came and died for all mankind. He said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly."
There's a Christian song that says it all, and it goes like this. "Abundant life, the Saviour's gift to me. Abundant life, complete security. All this and more, Christ offers so much more. All you who've tried and failed, come, live abundantly." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So the only way to God and eternal life is through God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorebank, New South Wales, 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorebank, 2170.